This is A&L Today, the number one podcast in the world.
What's up, guys? We are back with another podcast. It's Logan here. It's Austin here. A&L Today. That's all I got for you. We got two guests. We got Harrison Humes to my left. Harrison, introduce yourself.
Hey, guys. I'm Harrison Humes, and I'm a senior at Worcester Prep.
Awesome. We love to hear that. I got Pete Shule on to my right. Pete, introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Pete Shule. I'm also a senior at Worcester Preparatory School.
Awesome. You guys know a lot about football, don't you?
Yeah, I dabble with football every Sunday, Monday night and Thursday night.
Awesome. What's your favorite team?
Washington Commanders.
The Commanders, just like my friend Austin.
Just like my buddy Austin.
We're not doing well.
We're not. How about you, Pete? Who's your favorite team?
My favorite team is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Boo.
Big Ravens rivals, boo. But the Steelers did actually just beat the Ravens, so.
They only beat them because of our backup quarterback. Anyways.
All right, guys.
We're just going to get right into the show.
Why don't we? All right. You know, it's coming up on week 18, and, you know, there's a lot of enticing matchups. You know, a lot of people are already eliminated from the playoffs, but, you know, there are some matchups that can severely shake up the playoffs scene. You know, we got Bengals-Ravens, first of all. You know, if the Ravens win this game, they will lock up the division. If they don't win, they don't. As simple as that, really. It's the division championship game. All right, guys, let's just go around the table. Who do we got?
Harrison, you want to go first?
I'm
going to go last.
It's Ravens-Packers, right?
It's Ravens-Bengals.
Oh, Ravens-Bengals. Yeah. Oh.
Game for the division. Winner gets the division.
I think I got Joe Burr in this one. Oh. Joe Burr with the win.
Interesting fact, the Bengals are favored 7 points.
Wow. Seven?
Oh. Seven points.
Tyler Huntley must be under center, which I'll get to that later. But, Pete, go ahead.
Is Lamar starting?
That's what I'm wondering. I don't know. That's what it depends on. That's
if
what
Lamar's
it depends
starting,
on.
I have the Ravens. If he's not, the Bengals.
I completely agree. I couldn't have said it better myself.
I think it doesn't matter if Lamar starts or not. You know, he's coming off an injury. I don't think he's going to come up. The Bengals are the hottest team in football. They've won every game since, what was it, like week 10? You know, I think they would have beat the Bills.
Week 10 might have been when the Ravens beat them the first time. Just saying.
Might have been. And now they're hot. They're the hottest team in football. It's really as simple as that. I don't think Joe Burrow's going to lose. I think he wants to take this division. You know, I think they're going to get another Super Bowl run, too. But, you know, we'll get to that. We'll talk about that later.
I don't know. I think this is my take on it. If Lamar plays, I think we win this game because our defense, every single game we've played has hit the under because of our defense, and our offense can't score. What happens when Lamar plays? Our offense can score. I mean, that's really all it is to it. I think the Ravens will take it if Lamar plays. If Lamar doesn't play, Ravens lose, Bengals win, take the division.
All right, you know, we got another division championship, you know. Not as strong as a division, obviously. You know, the NFC North, you know, pretty stinky division this year. You know, not the worst division, but, you know, that's just how the NFC is. So, two teams, both 8-8, battling for the division. Whoever wins,
that's embarrassing,
will win the division.
Wow. That's not necessarily true.
Not win the division, I mean, we'll make the playoffs, excuse me.
It's true.
But actually, unless the Lions win.
Lions, they have to go through.
There's big complications.
They got to go through some things.
You know, the Seahawks win, but if the Packers win, they are in. And the Packers, other than the Bengals, might be the hottest team in football.
They might be. They really might be. Yeah, let's go the other way. Pete, you want to start us off with Packers and Lions?
Packers-Lions? They moved the game to a Sunday night, correct?
Yes, they did.
Which is, I don't like that. But
so if the Seahawks win at 4... then the Lions don't have anything to play for.
Exactly. That's why I don't like it. That's why I don't like it at all. Because you're exactly right.
If the Seahawks lose, though.
If the Seahawks lose.
They're fighting for a playoff spot.
Then it's winner goes.
Yeah.
Winner gets in.
I think I'll have the Lions on this one.
You think the Lions can rally the troops and bring
down the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Yeah, I feel like the Lions will only win if it means they don't make the playoffs. You know, I don't know if that makes sense, but like
that's true. They're just like that
they
kind of
always
yeah.
just, they always win games that just don't matter.
Like they're gonna win if the Seahawks win.
If the Seahawks lose, they're going to lose. If the Seahawks win, they're going to win. That's what
I actually really like that take. Harrison, you got anything you want to say on that one?
I'm gonna say Lions. I want Lions to win big. I don't like Aaron Rodgers, and I'm just a huge Dan Campbell fan. I'd love to see Amon-Ra St. Brown just ball up.
Just eat.
I mean, he has been balling this season. He kind of got snubbed from the Pro Bowl. But, you know, he's a great wide receiver, and I'd love to see him get a ring.
So, when Matt Stafford first got drafted to Detroit, he said, I'm going to do anything to get Detroit to the playoffs.
He did say that.
I think the Rams are going to beat the Seahawks. Now, I don't know if the Lions will beat the Packers, but the Lions will definitely have their chance. Packers are just hot right now. I can't see them losing to the Lions. I'm going to take Packers, but Matt Stafford's going to help them out. I think the Rams are going to win that game against the Seahawks.
All right, so enough, on to more games that, you know, maybe aren't super important, but, you know, they could matter. They could shake up some play. Dolphins versus Jets. You see, the Dolphins were 8-3 and went all the way to 8-8.
Five-game losing streak.
They're trying to choke the playoff spot. They really are.
Mid, yeah.
They really just don't want to make the playoffs, but, you know.
Classic Dolphins.
Do you think they can get it done? Harrison, let's start with you.
Dolphins getting it done? I think so. I think they'll beat the Jets. I don't think the Jets quarterback can really do anything to beat a Dolphins defense.
I don't know. Who's starting at quarterback for the Jets?
If it's Mike White.
If it's Mike White,
he can turn up any day.
If it's Zach Wilson,
The Jets are already eliminated, so keep that in mind. So they're not.
Oh, they are.
Oh, yeah, okay. Then I think they'll.
Okay.
I think Dolphins will win.
I don't think they'll try that hard.
Maybe a low scoring game, but I think they'll win.
If the Dolphins win, are they in? Or no?
No. I think Patriots win. There's a bunch of stuff that could go into that. A lot of teams be 9-8.
I think the Dolphins will win the game, but I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I don't think they deserve
to
make
really
the playoffs.
They really did not.
Yeah, I don't think
they really did not play.
I don't think they deserve it.
That team that they have.
I think the beginning of the season, it wasn't really a fluke, but just, I mean, Tua went down, came back up, went down. He's been a roller coaster for Tua. It's been a rough second half of the season.
It has. You know, going on to the Saturday games, we have a very interesting one, a division championship. Tennessee versus Jacksonville.
Win and you're in.
Thriller.
And it's crazy because the Titans are 7-9.
Winner gets the 4 seed.
Winner will
play either the Ravens, Chargers, or Bengals, one of the three, which I think whoever wins this game is losing first round of the playoffs. But
yep. Most likely.
Guaranteed.
Listen, I would love for the Jags to make it, but Derrick Henry just owns the Titans. He just owns the Titans. He's going to go for 2 touchdowns, probably 150 yards. I mean, I got the Titans.
You know, I don't know, man. This is a game because, you know, it is the Jaguars, let's be honest.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know,
when was the last time they made the playoffs? 2015?
Who knows?
No.
It was back when they had Blake
15, Bortles. 16, yeah. One of those.
Yeah, yeah. They went to the AFC Championship.
They went far.
You know, they are hot right now. They are 4-game win streak right now. But, you know, it is the Jaguars.
It is.
And they are playing Derrick Henry.
That's what Derrick Henry owns the AFC South. He does.
Not get crazy. The Titans have lost 6 games in a row. Titans have lost 6 games in a row.
And they've been pretty bad losses, haven't they?
Pretty bad, yeah. They even played the Jaguars. They lost 36-22.
That was on primetime, wasn't it? I don't know. It was, because I remember I bet Evan Engram first touchdown, and he didn't score the first touchdown.
They even lost the Texans this streak. But let it be known, they did not have their starting quarterback in most of these games, but...
Is Tannehill back? Or who are they rolling with?
Not 100%. I think he is back, yeah, but...
Malik,
still not a good choice to
start him.
I think I could throw for more passing yards than Malik Willis, and Joshua Dobbs is Joshua Dobbs.
Jeffrey Simmons questionable, Treylon Burks questionable, Amani Hooker questionable, Christian Fulton questionable. I mean, he's not looking good.
The whole team's questionable.
Trevor Lawrence is questionable, but I mean, I think we know
he's going to play.
I don't know. You know, as much as I want to take the Titans in this, I feel like I have to take the Jaguars. They just looked a lot better.
Sounds like it. The only thing that was keeping them up early in the year was their defense, and now their entire defense is questionable. So, you got Derrick Henry, and that's literally it.
That's literally it.
All right, I think I'm going to switch my pick to the Jags after hearing the injury report.
You know, Jacksonville is favored 6 points in this game. So.
Six?
6 points, yeah.
Jeez. I might take the Jags spread, honestly. -6.5 this weekend. Make some money.
Interesting. What's your take on that?
This is the Jaguars, Titans, you said?
It is, yes.
You know, I've never really been a Trevor Lawrence fan, but he has been playing pretty well this season.
He's been balling.
And, you know, the Jaguars have struggled. They've been in the struggle bus just like Washington. So it'd be nice to see a team, you know, take one home other than the Chiefs.
It's kind of similar how Washington won the division that one year. What were we, 7-7?
7-9.
Yep.
Does that really count though?
I mean, they're 8-8 right now. No. They're in prime position.
But they can't go 7-9.
Yeah, they can't go negative and win the division.
I mean,
it's true.
The Titans could.
Whoever wins the division is gonna have a above 500 record.
Well, no, Titans would have a below 5. They're 7-9 right now.
Oh, are they?
Titans win the division, they'd be 8-9.
How?
They still didn't end the
season.
Didn't
you see the Jags beat the, didn't the Jags beat the Titans?
Yeah, but they get the tiebreaker if they win this game. It's like, I don't know, a bunch of weird stuff. Some weird NFL's crazy.
Some weird stuff. Yeah.
I don't know. As long as the Steelers make it.
Another there's interesting no topic we can talk about is number one seeds. So,
right, let's do it.
As of right now, the Chiefs and the Eagles hold the number one seed. But I think that could change in this coming week.
It definitely could.
Mm-hmm. You know, we got the Bills. I think Bengals are out of contention, or depending on how that game goes, because we don't know what's going to happen with the whole
game. We don't really know what
happened.
Yeah.
We can't really predict what's going to happen there, but as of right now, if the Chiefs win, I believe they are guaranteed to get in. If the Bills do not play their game against the Bengals, then the Chiefs win, and they're number one seed. They're going to be 14-3.
Who are the Chiefs playing week 18?
The Raiders.
Oh, okay. So.
Jared Stidham starting, so you know it's...
So the Chiefs are the
might as well lock that one up.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident in the Chiefs taking the one seed.
Along with the Eagles, if they win, they are the number one seed as well.
Who are the Eagles against?
The Giants, I believe. So, you know, it is a losable game.
See, I think it's definitely a losable game. And the
Giants have looked pretty good.
The
as
defense.
Much as I hate to say it.
Is Jalen Hurts back? Do we know?
I believe so.
I don't know.
You know, very. Philadelphia is favored 14 points. In this game.
Okay, so he must be back.
So Daniel Jones must be injured or something.
That's just stupid.
That's unreal.
That's just stupid.
That is unreal.
Okay, so you heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. Take Giants spread week 18 Sunday. Yep. I don't know what the date is,
that's
but
that's astonishing. They favored him 2 touchdowns.
Lock it in.
In a division game. That's
Giants spread.
Unreal to me.
Oh my god. That's
and the 49ers also easy game against the Cardinals. I think we can all agree that's
Yeah. Come
on now.
Can the Niners get the one seed?
I'm not sure if they have the tiebreaker for the Eagles, but they will have the same record if they win and the Eagles lose. I don't know who breaks the tie. It would go into
I feel like games, I feel like so. I heard somebody say that the Niners could still get the one.
I think they could. Maybe like
are the Cowboys in contention too?
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are also 12-4, so
if they win, Eagles lose. I guess Niners lose too.
Yeah.
Cowboys
yeah, it's going to go down to tiebreakers, I think, you know. It's
I love that this week 18, there's really not many teams resting their starters. Every team has something to play for in the last week.
Mm-hmm. You just love to see it.
Yeah. I do love that. That's great. That's great for football. That's great for the scene.
It really is. And you know, we talked about seeding's going to work, but you know, let's be honest. We know most of the teams are going to be in the playoffs. So,
that's true.
Why don't we just talk about who we think is going to go far, who we think is going to make a run. Maybe
our
Dark horse teams, yeah, you know. And then our we can end up with a Super Bowl pick, you know, obviously. Classic,
of course.
You know, Pete, you want to start off?
Just walk us right through.
Just what do you think is going to go happen in this playoffs?
I really like how the Cowboys have been looking the past few weeks.
Oh my god!
With new addition with T.Y. Hilton,
you can't pick the Cowboys.
You
can't pick the Cowboys.
You Commanders fans can't make the playoffs ever.
Listen.
T.Y. Hilton.
Listen.
That's unreal.
Dude, what are you doing? All right, dark horse playoff picks. Pete,
my dark horse is the Cowboys.
It's not a dark horse.
It's definitely
like
a dark horse. But it's the Cowboys.
How is that a dark horse? Do you know what a dark horse is?
Guys, keep in mind, he is a Cowboys fan.
Okay. He's a Cowboys and Steelers fan. I don't think it gets any worse than that.
It doesn't really.
All right.
Okay. Whoever's listening to this podcast, please don't follow in these footsteps. Pick one team that aren't two of the most hated teams.
You said T.Y. Hilton was going to, because it's unreal. Unreal.
They're going to make it because of T.Y. Hilton.
For four string.
Oh, I didn't say that. I like the direction T.Y. Hilton's going.
I don't.
Going.
What is he making a
he's
difference?
Going to
he's going towards is. Retirement. The retirement home.
He's basically retired already, bro.
They brought him out of retirement to what? Catch like 3 balls?
Awesome. Some crucial balls.
Oh my goodness.
Some game-changing balls.
Oh my goodness.
That's actually absurd. Okay, so what? You think they're going to win the Super Bowl? What do you think?
I think they have a chance. Not a big chance, but they do.
They do.
No.
I think if the let's say the Bucks make the 4 seed and the Cowboys are the 5 seed, I think the Bucks are going to win.
I like the Bucks in that game.
I think the Bucks are going to win that
game. I like the Bucks in that game. You know, I mean,
Bucks are hot. Mike Evans just went for 200 yards.
Let's be honest.
Bucks are hot.
Who always wins in the playoffs and who always loses in the playoffs?
Yes, that's win. Why I'm saying the Cowboys are a dark horse because they always lose in the playoffs.
That doesn't make sense. No, it's not. That's not how it works.
The Bucks would be a dark horse. They're 8-8.
Yeah, facts. The Bucks are definitely a dark
horse. But it's
horse.
Tom Brady. I mean, you can never really
dark horse. Really, dark horse really goes off of record more than history.
It does. Mm-hmm. It really does. Mm-hmm. You know, he says the Cowboys are a dark horse. I think the Bengals are miles better of a team. They have less of a record. So
yeah,
I think the Bengals are poised to make a deep run. You know, I wouldn't say they're a dark horse, but I think AFC Championship at least for them, or it's a disappointing playoff run. You know, I mean, we got the Chiefs and the Bills, but
I would love to see a Chiefs Bills AFC Championship.
I mean, we always to see it. You know,
Chiefs Bills with playoffs. I mean, it doesn't get much better.
But I believe if the Bengals play the Bills, the Bengals will win. I believe that. Interesting. I think they would have won that game.
I did take Bengals spread. Bengals plus 2.5.
I was taking the money line. You know, I think the Bengals, I feel like, are just the better team. You know, their defense might not be as strong, but Joe Burrow just looked absolutely.
I think if they can end a season with a demanding win over the Ravens, then they're gonna go far. They're gonna go really far.
Yeah.
And then after that you just think about their future. They're all young guys. They're all young guys. What? Second, third year guys, their whole offense, and it's just
that wide receiving core is just
unreal. They're gonna be unreal for years.
That offense is just purely unstoppable. You really can't do anything about it.
No, you really can't.
You know, we can get into some interesting teams that, you know, we might think are frauds. You know, a lot of people are saying right now the Vikings.
Vikings are definitely frauds. Looking like
frauds. You know, they're 12-4. They are 12-4, but, you know, they have, they're 11-0 in close games.
Do they get
5-point games, 7-point games?
That's ridiculous. Yep. That's not going to last in the playoffs.
They're set to play the Giants right now, so, you know.
That's definitely an upsettable game.
That's an upsettable game.
They played earlier in the season. It was a game-winning field goal game.
It was. You know, the Giants have looked pretty good over the past weeks. You know, I think that's probably one of the most interesting matchups we have right now. You know, Giants-Vikings.
We've never seen Danny Dimes in the playoffs either.
We haven't.
Who knows what he's going to do?
He could choke. He could, but, you know,
who knows what he's going to do? I would like to see the Giants record on the road because, I mean, obviously they're going to be on the road. I feel like that has that means a lot for the game because Vikings have solid fans. Can't lie, they're always a hard team on the road in the playoffs. So,
you know, another team I think is interesting if they get in is, you know, the Packers because of how hot they have been. You know, if they win this game, they are in, and they're set to play. As of right now, the 49ers could change. Oh,
that's gonna be a game.
It could change, and we know the 49ers own Aaron Rodgers. I mean.
They do.
Yes.
It's just simple as that, you know. But if Brock Purdy's starting,
we
don't know what he's gonna do in the playoffs. We really don't. I mean, he could choke under pressure.
Yeah, I love Brock Purdy. I think he's got a bright future, but he definitely worries me. Last pick of the draft, rookie. He seems like a humble guy, but I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I think any quarterback could succeed in that offense. You know, you put Carson.
That's true. There, he's probably most quarterbacks would do good. That's why I worry. I feel like one or two mistakes. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes, but one or two mistakes, and that's gonna make or break the game.
And you know, we have seen them go far though with Jimmy Garoppolo, who's also
exactly
a mediocre quarterback. Exactly. You know, that team is just so strong everywhere else; it just doesn't really matter. You can just run plays where the quarterback doesn't have to do much, and then you go far in the playoffs.
I still think Brock Purdy needs to develop. I feel like him and Jimmy Garoppolo are kind of on the same level. He needs to develop more. Once he develops, I think in a few years, this 49ers team is going to be scary.
It's going to be scary. It really is. You know, Nick Bosa, like the defensive player of the year.
Oh, my God. He's ridiculous. Unreal. What else?
You know, another team that I think a lot of people thought before the year was going to be number one seed type of team, but, you know, hasn't really lived up to that. But, you know, they're still in. You know, the Chargers.
They were 10-6
right now.
Chargers were my preseason Super Bowl pick. I'm not even gonna lie. I have it in my notes.
Injuries have really hurt this team.
They were my preseason Super Bowl pick, but it's a little disappointing. I definitely don't think they're gonna win the Super Bowl. I don't even know if they'll make it out of the first round, honestly.
Yeah, the first round
I feel like that top half of the AFC just looks so good right now.
Well, as of right now, they are the 5 seed, so they play the Jaguars.
That is true.
Them winning that game. You know, if they play pretty much anyone else, I would have them losing. You know,
who do they play week 18?
Did we go over that? Play. Where is this game? The Broncos. Okay.
Oh, never mind.
Interesting. The Broncos are favored 1.5
Really?
Yes.
What?
And you know that that means it's a trap. Everybody knows.
Yeah,
it's
that's
a trap.
Definitely a trap.
So they're probably gonna lose.
You think the Broncos? Oh man,
this has 77% chance for the Chargers to win.
What are you looking at?
ESPN.
It's the odds. Yeah, it doesn't. It's just like.
Oh yeah, that and that. I trust Vegas more than
according
ESPN.
ESPN
about
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, I
Vegas
they,
has something
they
to
always
do with
know.
Money. Vegas has something to do with money, so they actually have something to, you know. Actually makes sense. ESPN, they could just put this.
I mean, the Chargers are on a 4-game win streak though, coming into this week, and you know if they beat the Chargers,
they've been playing great.
5 games in a row they won. You know it doesn't always look pretty though. That's the thing about the Chargers. You know, like they played, who they played the Colts. It was 20-3, but it wasn't.
It was not
a pretty game.
I think that their coaching is just
it's not the greatest.
That's what's holding them back. They have such a strong team, such a strong offense. They blew out. Who was it? The Rams. 31-10
31-10 Yeah, they looked good in that game.
They looked great in that game, but they go against a good team in the playoffs. I honestly think the Jags and or the Titans could definitely upset them. Oh, jeez. Excuse that.
Great possibility.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see them making it out of the first round, no matter who they play. Whether it's it could be Ravens, Bengals, Jags, Titans. I really don't see them beating any of the four, honestly. I like the team, though. I like Justin Herbert.
We can stay in that conference. We can you can talk about your team, you know, the Ravens.
I would love to talk about the Ravens.
Sitting at the sixth seed right now, you know, set to play the Bengals in the first round as it stands.
Listen. I'm a humble guy. I think I take my team seriously. I don't BS. If we play the Bengals in the first round, it's going to be a tough game. Okay, it's definitely going to be a tough game. But I like our coaching staff. Oh, wait. Except for Greg Roman, the offensive coordinator. I hate him. I think he should be fired. I think I could do a better job. But our if he can just one game where he calls half decent plays, I think we can on our day, I think we can beat any team. I really do.
That's a lot for him.
But see, he can't make a single good call. I think you give me the headset, I think we win the game, but I don't know what this dude's doing. It's Greg Roman. Fire Greg Roman. We play the Bengals. It's gonna be a close game. We'll probably lose it. I don't know. I don't like talking about it because I don't think we're gonna go far. Lamar has been injured. Any game with Lamar is it can go either way. It can go either way. I love Lamar. I don't know. It's gonna be tough. It's definitely gonna be tough. I just hope we don't have to play the Bengals. I'd much rather play the Jags or the Titans and just win a game. And then you know, Bills or Chiefs, I'm expecting us to lose. That's what I'm hoping.
You better hope the Chargers lose then, because
yeah,
then you're set to play someone.
I am hoping the Chargers lose. I mean, if the Chargers lose and then we lose, it's the same thing. We're still the sixth seed.
Yep. I mean, okay, see, we can go down, you know, teams that could potentially, you know, I think could make a run. You know, Miami. So it's an interesting one because
at
the beginning of the season, they looked like juggernauts.
Let's hear this.
They were beating everyone.
They beat the Ravens. They beat the Bills. They beat everyone.
Anyone in their way, they just destroyed. Just pure offensive masterclasses for
exactly
Mike McDaniel, you know. And
I love Mike McDaniel.
As of recent, they have been pretty bad. Their schedule has been pretty tough. You know, they play Niners, Chargers, Bills, Packers, Patriots, you know. Not easy games.
Definitely tough.
Definitely not easy games, but you know, games they could win. You know, Patriots, I think they should have won that game.
I agree.
It was Teddy Bridgewater starting, but you know, still. Two wasn't looking good. But you know, on their day, you never know what could happen with that team.
Tua taking all these hits really hurts this team. He was looking great at the beginning of the year. Who did he get hurt against? Bengals? Or Bills? Bills, I mean?
Yeah, he got hurt in the Bills game, and then I believe in the next game, too. I forget who they were playing, but, you know,
it's just sad to see.
It's really unfortunate, you know.
It's just sad to see. I mean, that's really all there is to it. I love the Dolphins. I love... I just can't see them going far. I really can't.
Yeah, they are set to play the Bills as of right now, and you know they did already beat them once.
I can't see that happening again.
And the second game they played with the Bills was very close.
It's also I feel like
the final field goal.
I feel like this playoffs is just gonna be a Josh Allen revenge tour. I feel like he's gonna go on a tear. He's gonna go on a tear.
He is angry for sure.
I mean, he got like can't really change the overtime rules. Not much you can do about it.
Man, what's the last time Josh Allen played against Tyreek Hill, though? He probably remembers that too well, so, you know.
Exactly.
I don't know what could happen when Tyreek Hill's on your team. You know,
Jalen that is Waddle very too. True. He's just an explosive player. An explosive player.
You go for a 70-yard touchdown like that. You know, you exactly. don't even know.
Like, the one game, he picked up the fumble from, like, the 40-yard line and ran into the end zone. How was that even possible?
Crazy.
Who's that against the Niners?
Game changer.
How was that even possible? Yeah, so, but I just, if the Dolphins are against the Bills, there's no way the Bills lose that game. I'm saying it right now. If I'm wrong, you can come back. Whoever's listening can come back to this podcast, but you get on me, but I don't see any way that the Bills lose in the first round.
All right, so what about the Patriots?
Oh.
No. No, that offense is too bad. I don't even see him getting in.
If they play the Bills, so.
Yeah, there's
two. I don't like their odds to win.
They're not even going
to
get in.
If they somehow pulled it off, I think they still lose in the first round.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And it's almost a free win. I don't think the Patriots have any chance of doing anything in the playoffs. That team is just not good enough.
There's no way.
It's really as simple as that. And, you know, coming to the last team that still has a chance to make the playoffs, the Steelers, who always seem to sneak into that 17.
Dude, the thing is with the Steelers, they're going to beat the Browns this weekend. I'm going to bet on the Steelers to beat the Browns this weekend. I'm going to put money on it. And I'm probably going to throw them into a parlay because I have other games I'm just so confident on. Because Mike Tomlin has to get that above 500 record. You're 8-8 right now. Mm-hmm. This is the game for 9-8. They're going to win.
They will.
It's against the Browns. They're going to win this game.
You always predict the Steelers to go at least 500.
You have to. Because
they always
do. But somehow, the thing is,
they never look good doing it, too. It's always just those scrappy 12-8 games.
Exactly.
You know, just a random.
Exactly. But the thing with the Steelers.
They get it done, though.
To get into the playoffs, they need to win, and they need two other teams to lose. I forget who they
are. One of them is the Patriots. One of them is the Dolphins. Dolphins, Patriots lose. Steelers win. Steelers are in the 7th seed. So.
Interesting. Who do the Dolphins play again?
Dolphins play the Jets.
Oof. So they need a Bills win, a Jets win, and a Steelers win. Interesting.
That is very interesting.
Interesting. See, I could.
It's doable.
I can definitely see that happening, but the Jets right now and the Dolphins right now, man, that's going to be a battle of who can sneak out of the game. Neither team is going to win that convincingly, I feel. Both teams started hot and slow. It's going to be a rough game. You're going to be watching that one, Pete, as a Steelers fan?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's what I figured.
I think it's going to be a blowout, let's be honest.
Really? For the Dolphins?
No, I think if the Steelers make the playoffs, it's going to be a blowout.
When we play the 2 seed, we play...
You play Chiefs or Bills?
Chiefs, Bills.
Yeah, Chiefs or
Bengals,
Bills?
Maybe.
You
it doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's a loss either way.
Chiefs,
as
Bills,
long as,
Bengals, you're going to lose no matter what.
As long as we go positive again, Mike Tomlin keeps his streak, and
I'll
be happy.
Get the 18th overall pick.
Commanders are struggling.
What are you
going to
do?
Thing, so let's be honest.
I cannot remember the most recent Steelers first-round pick that's been good. If you can tell me, that'd be awesome.
Najee Harris.
He sucks.
He's not good.
He's
not
sucks.
Good okay.
TJ Watt was borderline first round. He was basically.
I'll give you TJ Watt, but like, what was that, like 2017? Something like that?
Yeah.
You still counts.
So, you know, we talked about the playoffs. We can get into some interesting topics. You know, awards. So they're coming up.
I love.
We got MVP. You know, a lot of people saying, you know, Justin Jefferson should have a shout for MVP. You know, I personally don't think so.
I disagree.
I don't think a wide receiver could ever win MVP. You know,
it's a quarterback award, and it makes sense
to why it is because you know the quarterback is the most valuable position.
Why would it not be the most valuable player?
Let's be honest. You take Patrick Mahomes off the Chiefs. You take Justin Jefferson off the Vikings. The Chiefs get hurt more. It's just as simple as that.
Easily.
You know? The Chiefs are really nothing without.
That's also why there's an Offensive Player of the Year award.
It is, yeah.
And that is what Justin.
That is going to work.
Absolutely.
If anyone else wins, it's
no question.
Rigged. There's really no way.
And this year, MVP is Patrick Mahomes.
There's no doubt about it. There's no debate either.
I'm sorry, there's no debate.
Someone tells me Jalen Hurts, I'm going
to
laugh.
If he doesn't win, then someone paid so much money to those voters, and it's absolutely
no one else deserves it except him. I mean, I don't even know who's even second right now.
Jalen Hurts, I think.
Yeah, that's
Jalen Hurts or Josh
no,
Allen.
It's not Jalen Hurts anymore. He's missed two games.
He got injured.
Jalen Hurts was the favorite. He's missed two games.
Patrick's probably like -600 right now.
I think it's more than that. I think it's in the 800s, 900s.
It's probably locked. It's literally nothing anyone can do about it. He's already MVP, so there's really no debate there. But, you know, Defensive Player of the Year.
I feel like most of the awards are like already locked in. Honestly.
They are. You know, the Comeback Player of the Year could be.
That's an interesting one. Who's the favorite for Defensive Player of the Year right now? Michael Parsons, Nick Bosa.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
I think Nick Bosa's the favorite.
Those are the top two.
I can check the odds right now.
Nick Bosa, I think, just overtook him.
Probably.
Nick Bosa is the leader in sacks, so, I mean, it would make sense to why. And, you know, Michael Parsons is probably going to get a couple in his day, let's be honest.
Oh, definitely. He was a candidate his rookie year.
Okay, so Nick Bosa is minus 1,200 right now to win the award.
Wow.
I'm going to guess that is basically locked.
That's
in.
Way
Michael
more.
Michael Parks is plus 650, so I'm going to guess.
That's way more than what I thought. All right, then, yeah.
He's basically ran away with it.
It's got to be Nick Bosa. Unless Parsons goes off for like 4 sacks next game, there's no way. And even then, it's like a Mickey Mouse win.
Another one I think is up for debate, Coach of the Year. You can go to that
coach
right now.
Coach of the Year. Okay.
I got to look at the odds for this, but, you know.
In the beginning of the year, I was thinking Brian Daboll for the Giants was like.
Yeah, I think so too.
No, not anymore because they've fallen off a little bit.
They are only 9-6.
Yeah, they're only 9-6. I was thinking that'd be a cool one, but I don't think so anymore.
You know, as much as it pains me to say it, I feel like.
Sweet. It's going to be Nick.
Sirianni,
it's going to be
Nick. Sirianni is going
to
win.
It has to be.
I mean, they were the best team. I don't believe they're the best team in football, but they had the best record. Almost all year until Jalen Hurts came out,
and it wasn't necessarily expected of them.
It wasn't
to go out and play like this. I wouldn't say it was. They played great. What can I say? Look, Andy Reid. No, because the Chiefs are going to be good. You know the Chiefs.
It's Andy Reid. I mean, he's always good. He's not going to get some breakout award. You know, he might be the best coach in football, but he's never going to get the award.
Exactly. Those teams that you expected to do good, those coaches don't deserve coaches.
You know, a lot of people were doubting the Chiefs, interestingly. Everyone's like, oh, the Chiefs aren't going to, like.
They lost Tyreek Hill, they're going to do bad.
But it's the Chiefs, right? If they win, everyone's like, oh, it's just the Chiefs.
It's the Chiefs. No, what are you going to do?
You know, second place right now, Kyle Shanahan, which is interesting.
For the Niners, yeah. Really? I mean, I can see it, but I feel like it's the same thing with the Chiefs. They're expected to be good.
I mean,
look at their team.
But, you know, you got Brock Purdy coming in.
Brock Purdy
looking like a true NFL starter, you know.
I think Kyle Shanahan is definitely one of the better coaches in the league, and he's got to be a top 3 coach in the league with that team he's made, and just how they play. I think is great, but if there was a best coach award, that'd be him all day. But coach of the year is a coach that comes out of nowhere, takes a team that wasn't supposed to do good, make them good.
They don't like voting for guys that are. They like voting for new guys in the coach of the year. You know, guys to switch teams.
Exactly. That's why
made the team good. It's like
I like Sirianni, but if the Eagles lose again this week, then I don't like Sirianni.
And then it could definitely
be Shanahan.
I don't think Shanahan's ever won it either. So you know.
Yeah, that's what they like. They like the new guys. They like new rewards.
Another interesting one? Comeback Player of the Year.
Okay.
Because you know.
There's a lot of candidates. This one is not locked in on anybody.
At the beginning of the year, you know, or like mid-year, you'd think Geno Smith had it locked up because, you know.
He was an MVP candidate
He was actually
an MVP candidate.
But, you know, the Seahawks have fallen off severely. And, you know, Saquon's been pretty consistently good all year.
What about, is McCaffrey up there or no?
McCaffrey is up there, you know. Him, Geno Smith, and Saquon all almost the same odds right now. It's pretty up in the air to who's going to win. But, you know, McCaffrey, it's weird for me because he played last year a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not like he was gone all year. You know, Saquon was basically injured all year.
Saquon was injured
Geno
all year.
Geno was just...
Geno wasn't
Geno,
even on a team.
He wasn't on a team. I think Geno deserved
that's,
it.
That would be why Geno deserved it.
Because
he was literally... Was he a free agent or was he a backup?
He's probably a backup. I'm assuming he's a backup.
Yeah.
You know,
wouldn't he have been a backup on the Broncos? Because that was the trade. Geno and Russ.
Probably, yeah.
I'm going to guess.
But, you know, he didn't play at all last year. He got cut from multiple teams.
Yeah, he did.
Been traded a million times. You know, he's been on so many different teams. You know, he just comes to the Seahawks and outplays Russell Wilson,
mm-hmm.
who they traded away, which is just pretty great.
The Seahawks convincingly won that trade. I just love seeing players like that. Just you don't expect them to do good. They're in bad situations, and they just take it and run. That's why Geno Smith right now is the definition of the comeback player of the year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everyone thought the Seahawks were going to be 2-15.
Exactly.
And now they're with a chance to make the playoffs.
I had the Seahawks, and I made record predictions before the year. I had them 4-13.
Yeah,
that was my prediction.
I think I had worse than that. They're up for me horrible.
I thought they were.
I even thought Drew Lock was going to start. I mean, it just looked horrible.
Yeah, I didn't even know who Geno Smith was until this year. I'm not even gonna lie. Did not know the guy.
All right, what other awards we got? You know, we talked about MVP. We talked about Defensive Player of the Year.
Talked about offensive. We got rookies of the year.
Rookie of the year. Offensive rookie of the year.
This is also one that is
up in the air.
This is definitely interesting. I feel like offensive is hard because there haven't really been any, like, standout guys.
Yeah, last year, I mean, it was... Jamar Chase was not even close.
Yeah, exactly.
Last year, Michael Parsons was not even close.
Exactly.
It was that easy.
Yeah, they were the top two, and it wasn't – there was no debate. See, this year, there's not – like, the offensive guys just aren't as good as they've been previous years. We've had Ja'Marr Chase, then we had Justin Jefferson, and then who was the year before that? Was it a quarterback? Who was before Justin Jefferson?
Yeah, it was a quarterback.
Offensive rookie of the year.
Burrow? I think it was Burrow.
I think it was.
Was it?
Yeah.
Sounds right. And then, I mean, so, like, we've had studs every year. And this year, there's just –
there's not really that one guy, you know.
Just not that much.
As of right now, Kenneth Walker is sitting at -110 to win the award. And then right behind him, Garrett Wilson +150.
Wow. Those are the top two.
Garrett Wilson's had a bad past couple games. Yeah. I don't think. I mean,
you can't play with Zach Wilson, so I can't blame
him. Yeah, exactly. Zach Wilson is
horrible.
Zach Wilson is killing his campaign.
Kenneth Walker looks like a star, but you know.
Kenneth Walker is a star. But the same thing with him. He's been falling off. He's inconsistent.
He only came in 5 weeks into the year. I mean, I think if he played all year, he would have had this award locked up.
Oh, definitely.
He would have probably had 1,400 yards by now.
He's a great player. Is Brock Purdy on there? I'm just curious.
Brock Purdy is +500 right now.
+500. Because that would be
crazy.
If he could sneak that, that would be actually crazy. How many games has he played? Like six?
Five, six right now.
That would be insane if he could.
He hasn't lost yet, I don't think so.
No, he hasn't. They haven't. And as, like, He's just a fundamental guy. He's a guy you want under center.
He does the right stuff.
He's awesome in the locker room too. I mean, he's a gritty player. He's just that kind of player every coach wants.
You know, for me, I'm going to take Garrett Wilson. I think Garrett Wilson will pull it out. You know, I think he's getting the narrative right now that he's going to win it. So, you know, it's always the narrative pick that always. You know,
that is true. It's just really whoever the media wants to win, that's who's going to win. See, I love Brock Purdy. I'm just going to say Brock Purdy for the fun of it. I hope he wins. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
That'd be a great scene.
And you know, defensive rookie of the year is
again with the narrative. It's just Sauce.
I don't think it should be Sauce. He is -1200
for the award. I don't think it should be Sauce, but the narrative is just carrying him.
And I think, you know, Sauce is good, but Tariq Woolen is right there with him.
Tariq Woolen.
And you're telling me Tariq Woolen is +1400.
I also feel like Aiden Hutchinson should be way closer.
He's +800 right now.
Yeah, he should be way closer than he is.
He had like two sacks and a pick last game or something.
That's what I'm saying. Aiden Hutchinson, he's a great player. He's an impactful player.
He is, I mean.
And exactly, Tariq Woolen is, if you look at the numbers, they are side by side.
Yeah, it's just narrative.
Woolen's got more picks.
Narratives drive every award, really. It's really that simple.
Exactly.
And it's always been that way, and it always will be that way.
So obviously Sauce is going to win. I would personally take Hutchinson and or Woolen over Sauce.
I know. I think I would take Sauce, but it's closer than it seems as of right now. With these,
I agree. I don't think there's a. They're making it seem like there's a definite locked in number one pick or like winner. I don't think there is.
I mean, there isn't, but there is. Like, it's gonna be Sauce. But
there
it
should definitely
just be locked
there
in
should Jeff definitely be a debate.
There should
about
be some
it.
Conversation.
There should be a debate about it. I don't know. I don't agree. -1200. That is ridiculous.
It is.
That's like if what? Georgia goes and plays the most random college I've ever heard of. That'd be -1200. Like, come on.
It's crazy. It really is.
I don't like those odds. I don't like them at all. And it's just because he had the preseason hype. Just because his name is Sauce. It's just because his name is Sauce. And then he's never allowed a touchdown.
He locked up like Stephon Diggs or something.
Yeah, he's never allowed a touchdown. And then, week one or early in the year, he locks up.
He has been good.
He has been. He's been a great player. I just think the narrative has carried this man. And I think they always will. I think even if he declines, I think the narrative is still
there. I think that's just kind of how corners are, though. You know, their narratives are just unreal. You know, if they have the narrative, like everyone was Jair Alexander, best corner in the league last year.
Now they're saying that, too, after the past 3 weeks.
Now he wasn't, but now he is again. It's just narratives that just drive
AJ Terrell last year.
AJ Terrell. I mean,
what was up
and
with that?
And then now no one's talking about him anymore.
Exactly. I haven't heard
his
name.
He's the same player
I haven't heard his name once this year.
It's just how corners are.
And they were saying he's better because he only plays on one side of the field. I feel like that makes him worse. I don't know. That's just me.
I don't know.
He plays whoever lines up against.
You gotta just go with it.
The AJ Terrell stuff was. I agree. That was weird to me. I don't know.
All right. You know. Why don't we just end the episode on?
Yeah, we definitely can.
The Super Bowl picks. Just for the last. All right.
We're closing it out. Our guests are getting in here too for this one.
All right, Pete. Who you got?
Super Bowl picks?
Super Bowl pick.
Who you got to win the Super Bowl?
Who you get? The matchup and the winner.
Ooh. 49ers. Bills, 49ers under Brock Purdy.
Wow.
Ooh, wow.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
They have too much star power.
Could you imagine a Mr. Irrelevant Super Bowl MVP? Tell me it's Brock Purdy.
Oh, it's gotta be,
bro. It's gotta be. It's gotta be.
It could be Nick Bosa.
No, or CMC.
Mr. Irrelevant, the Super Bowl MVP.
And they're gonna get Debo back in
everyone's playoffs. That, but let's
be real.
I'm hoping.
See, that would be such a Cinderella story.
That would.
That'd be such a rare Cinderella story. But this is the NFL. This is football.
It is.
I mean, favorites of the favorites.
This is real life right here.
Yeah, it really is. Austin, who's your pick?
You know, I got Chiefs, 49ers, and I think Chiefs win. I don't think.
I don't think
Jimmy Garoppolo can come back. He's not beating Patrick Mahomes. He already tried to beat him once. It's not gonna happen. Really not.
Okay. I'll probably say Bills, and I hate to say it, Eagles.
Wow.
I think if Jalen Hurts comes back, I think they have a chance at getting another ring.
That's a good take.
Who do you got winning? Eagles?
Eagles.
Oh, okay.
You got the Eagles? I'm going on the Bills Niners track. It's Josh Allen's revenge tour. I'm going to take Josh Allen and the Bills to win Josh Allen's Super Bowl MVP. Those are my picks. All right, guys. It's been a great episode.
Catch you on the flip side.
Catch you on the flip side.